What about a church that emphasizes evangelism but combines it with future-focused ministry? This kind of youth ministry looks outward to share the gospel with teenagers who are not part of the church. There is also an emphasis on developing youth into the church leaders of tomorrow. The younger generation may very well be the seeds of a future church plant that will in turn reach the next generation. You may recognize this model in churches where the older generation does not speak the same language as the younger ones. The church leadership makes decisions for the congregation, but the youth ministry may have dual language services that attract non-native speakers. As the church ages, its young people grow more capable and self-sufficient. Eventually, they may establish their own church. The strength of this ministry philosophy is that it naturally grows youth into church leaders. This kind of church will not have set programs for teens and young adults based on their age. Instead, there is just one group of young people under the leadership of a spiritually mature individual. From the beginning, the youth are seen as a potential future church connected to a single leader. Teenagers are key participants and leaders themselves who form lasting relationships with those they serve. Future-focused evangelism youth ministries are able to develop long-term mentorship between leaders and youth, and this sets up a healthy future for a new church congregation. The youth pastor disciples teens not just to be followers of Jesus, but to also fulfill the call to make disciples. These young people are outwardly focused. They play a crucial role in reaching out to other young people who might join the new congregation. As the church plant moves forward, there is an increase in ministry needs. The youth themselves become the next generation of leaders, without waiting until they are older or more experienced. Finally, teens have real opportunities to exercise their spiritual gifts and abilities to serve the congregation. This is a strategic way to operate a youth ministry, and has proven successful in launching new churches that are able to last. Here are four things that will help this youth ministry model be a success. First, focus on quality leaders. This is more than just a spiritually mature youth pastor. You will need key people to form a leadership team that will encourage one another and seek life transformation in deep community. They should be examples that youth respect and desire to emulate. Secondly, establish a vision for continuity. The youth pastor should have the blessing of the parent church and move forward only with their agreement. Together, they can establish a vision for ministry growth beyond the current congregation. Then, take the practical steps to get there. This includes helping older teenagers become leaders of younger students and investing in intentional mentoring at all levels. Thirdly, you will need to develop ministry teams. You will need adults to join you in the new church plant as well. Start to offer some multi-generational ministry programs for adults and teens. At the same time, a different leadership team of adults and teenagers should begin to step up in preparation to rebuild the youth ministry of the parent church after your departure. Finally, it's important that the church be able to make it on its own. Once a critical mass of people are connected to your new ministry, begin to gradually reduce support from your parent church. Be upfront with your new members about tithing to support the congregation. And of course, pray for God's provision and blessing so the new church can be a light to your community.